Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for July 27th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We believe the checks and balances put in place by the Almighty through our founders. Absolutely brilliant in the solution to the problems we face today. You know, we got a road to hoe in America to have our great country back, to restore our lost liberties. But you know what? We don't need revolution to get it done like the founders had to go through. Rarely are revolutions ever successful, number one. Number two, the problem is, folks, we have the blueprint. We have the principles. We have the guidelines, and we have the historical relevance to restore the republic. No revolution for us. Restoration is the answer. Peer applications of the principles that made America great can do it again. All right. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you had a delightful weekend. A quick recap of Friday's broadcast starts now, brought to you by thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys, as Joyce Riley always points out, thepowermall.com. Now, we talked with our listener, Mr. Tom. He has a website, gassingamerica.com. It's considered a license to kill, and he tells his horrific story. And the bottom line is the manufactured homes, the trailers, really are toxic, folks, because they put their gas exhaust right near the fresh air intake, and as a result, it creates all kinds of problems for folks. And Tom took it to the highest levels of the government, only to be ignored. Anyway, you want to learn more, gassingamerica.com. Restaurant meals, they say, are just as bad for you as fast food, a new study comes out and says. Do you believe that? I think it depends on where you go, and I think more importantly, no matter what kind of place you go to eat, it's what you eat that matters most, right? Just my opinion. The more natural the food is, in other words, the less processed, the better. Fruits, vegetables, better for you than most other foods. You know, people ought to have a lot of vegetables, a little bit of fruit, a little bit of grain. You'd be doing all right, you know, a little bit of meat, but we don't eat that way. So I think what you eat is more important than where you eat most times. Sure, where you eat might determine what you can get to eat, but I'm convinced you can't. It's hard to make these blanket statements like that. Hey, you know what? Restaurant meals are just as bad for you as fast food. Oh, yeah, it depends on what you eat, huh? Kirk Crosby would eat a big old ripping salad, and it'd probably be better for you than most things, that's for sure. Obama administration strips the requirement to defend the United States from citizenship requirements. What a tragic statement when we can't even defend America anymore. Even if you want to become a member, a citizen of this great nation, you can't even really be required to defend the United States in the citizenship oath. That was all in 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two, we had our guest on, two guests actually, current Sheriff Jim Tracy, who happens to be my sheriff, Kurt's sheriff in Utah County, Utah, county of about 600,000 people. So Jim Tracy was on the radio with us. Also, former Sheriff Richard Mack was on the radio with us, CSPOA.org. And we talked about this Jade Helm 15 military exercise. It's underway in Texas, and my headline is NPR peddles propaganda. They're lying about the whole thing, about how paranoid everybody is. And anyway, it's a big old fiasco. And I mentioned to Jim Tracy, my current sheriff, our sheriff, I should say, really, the issue isn't that we're crazy, that we believe in a conspiracy theory, that we believe, hey, they're just going to start storming people's homes, that, okay, we don't believe any of those things. However, what we really believe is that the federal government is not cooperating or coordinating with local municipalities on the state and or county level. You see, our sheriff, Mr. Jim Tracy, happens to be the Utah Sheriff's Association's president as well. So not only does he represent his own county, but he's involved in the other 29 counties, or 28 counties, 29 total, in Utah. And he doesn't know any sheriff that's been briefed on the Jade Helm 15 federal government military exercise. The problem with that is, in my humble opinion, a national security problem. Let me explain. Let's say that a bunch of thugs steal some federal army or whatever uniforms and cross the border. Now, they're illegals in army uniforms, and they're running around Utah, just say, which has been declared by the Jade Helm 15 exercise, if you will, is a hostile state for training purposes. Now, all of a sudden, these guys are doing something, and my sheriff looks at it and goes, oh, that must be the Jade Helm 15 guys. It's the Army. We haven't really been notified, but, you know, and he lets it go. Problem, right? Big problem. You can see the problem. You got illegals in Army uniforms running around, and the sheriff thinks it's okay. On the other side of the token, let's say that that happens and the sheriff takes serious action. But it isn't illegals. It's really the legitimate training exercise. See, this confusion, this lack of coordination is a national security issue. And so I basically said to my sheriff, I'm not caught up in all the conspiracies about Jade Helm, but I do have a brain, and anybody in their right mind should realize that without appropriate coordination with respect to jurisdictions is a serious problem. All right, the Utah governor says that Jade Helm 15, that training is just a standard training exercise and not a military takeover. Well, we're not saying it's a military takeover, but it isn't a standard training exercise because our sheriff says he's always notified when they do exercises in his county. This time so far, nationally speaking, Jade Helm has already started, but he hasn't been notified in his county. Now he says, well, I assume that means they're not here yet, Sam. And my response is, that assumption, sir, can get people killed. So let's find out the scoop here and not play any games any longer. And the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, our Vice President Rick Dalton is going to be writing up a document to help sheriffs put the federal government on notice. Look, we want to cooperate with you. We want coordination. We want to sit down at the table and discuss this. We don't really appreciate your secrecy, though, and you're not welcome in our county under secrecy ideas because it's a danger to the people. It's a danger to the military. It's a danger to our local police forces. And it needs to be stopped. Okay, this is the kind of stuff that's just unacceptable. The federal government must be hiding something or they wouldn't be so secretive. Why are they trying to create this confusion? If they're up on the up and up, why don't they just come and deliver and talk and sit down and figure it all out and make commitments of what they will and will not do? All right, anyway, we know it's underway in Texas for sure. Now, Mr. Trump threatening a third-party run. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds. There's a lot of comments on Donald Trump about, you know, if they push too hard, he'll go third party. And if they don't push too hard, he'll probably win the nomination. I don't agree with either of those statements. I think he's a red herring game playing man. He's in it for filthy lucre. He's in it because he's friends with the Republicans and he's playing a role to benefit the insiders. Now, I know a lot of people are all excited about what Trump's saying, and I don't disagree with a lot that he says. A lot that he says makes great points. That doesn't mean that I think he's for real. I don't trust him. He's one of the richest men I know of, right? All right, Judicial Watch donor lists were used by the IRS to target audits on conservatives, but nothing's going to happen as a result of that. Nothing. And that's a recap of the broadcast that took place on Friday. The broadcast is still available on demand on your Roku player. Look in the special interest section for the Liberty News Radio channel, live and on-demand radio on your Roku at your fingertips. Also available online, libertyroundtable.com, live and on-demand radio free. On that same website, you got 20-plus columnists that write with unique content, stories available now at your fingertips, all free. However, if you have the heart to help, if you want to participate in solutions, we do need your financial support. I wish we could get a 1,000 Americans putting in $100 a month or something. Then would really be able to travel and tell the tale of liberty. Would really be able to grow Liberty News Radio like you wouldn't believe. All right, libertyroundtable.com for that website. Live and on-demand radio free. Unique columnist content free. But if you want to click on Help Us Grow and participate financially in the solutions, we'd love it. All right, without further ado, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place last Friday. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, the Boy Scouts are in the news. Today's a dastardly day. The Boy Scouts are poised to end the ban on gay leaders. That's right, I told you this was coming. It's here now. The Boy Scouts today will vote to end a ban on gay leaders. However, there is a very positive twist. Details in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby talking about the Boy Scouts. So it's a horrible day. I knew this would happen. The Boy Scouts are caving. They're going to make a rule change to allow gay Boy Scout leaders. And the change will happen today, most likely. That's the negative news. The positive news is there's kind of a twist that I didn't see coming. It is a, I'm not sure what you call it. It is a way to try to preserve religious liberty and freedom to choose, at the same time not reject gay leaders. Again, I don't really like the direction it's going, but I understand it. I think it's a whole lot better than we first thought. I didn't see this coming. Did you, Kurt?
No, I didn't. So we go through the statement now.
Well, before we get to the statement, we got to tell everybody what's up. So it turns out the new policy from the Boy Scouts will allow church-run units, meaning Mormons, Baptists, whoever, Presbyterians, will allow church-run units to pick leaders who agree with their moral precepts. All right? That's good news. And I didn't see that coming because I just thought, hey, once the train wreck comes, they're going to force everybody to go along. But we see another line in the sand, which I think is an appropriate line. That is, I should be able to worship how, where, what I may. And you know what? We don't want to restrict people. And, you know, I get their side of it. But we've also eked out kind of a, in my opinion, a way to try to preserve religious liberties as well. And so I think overall it's good news. I'm not saying the events are good news. I'm saying the solution they've come up with is better news than I had feared. And I find it great news. And so the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, following up on this unique twist, has their statement to make, which we'll get to in a second. But the bottom line is the Boy Scouts are poised to end ban on gay leaders. That's the negative. The good news, the new policy will allow church-run Boy Scout units to choose leaders that agree with their moral precepts. So you'll have leaders that still agree with your moral precepts. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has always had the right to do this. And that's the good news, is that, look, what we're doing is preserving something that we've had for a long time. All right, Kurt, the statement. Here we go.
Very good, Sam. Yeah, it says the church issued the following statement July 13th regarding the Boy Scouts of America resolution for adult leader standards. Quote, as a chartering organization, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has always had the right to select scout leaders who adhere to moral and religious principles that are consistent with our doctrines and beliefs. Any resolution adopted by the Boy Scouts of America regarding leadership in scouting must continue to affirm that right. The resolution, which was unanimously approved by the executive committee of the BSA and lifts the ban on gay adult leaders, will become official policy if ratified by the National Executive Board on July 27th. The resolution dictates that while gay leaders will not be banned, individual scout units will be allowed to set their own policy, according to the Associated Press.
So I didn't see that coming, Kurt. It's a good split. It's better than the just ultimate cave like we thought was going to happen. So I think it's good news. Now, even though I think that's good news because I think that local organizations, chartering organizations, will be able to select leaders that agree with their morals, in other words, agree with moral precepts, that's good news. However, here's the fly in the ointment that I see, Kurt. Although that's a great stance to take because it still preserves religious liberty, which I commend them for. The negative, Kurt, is what you're going to have is you're going to have undercover gay leaders trying to infiltrate these organizations now. In other words, a gay man who wants to promote the gay and lesbian agenda will work their way into these other groups. And then at some point, there may be a lawsuit. And when the next shoe will fall, who knows? Depends on how corrupt our society gets. But I'm telling you that it's good news for now because it draws another line in the sand. And again, my goal is never to be harmful to gay and lesbian leaders or individuals. Rather, to preserve religious rights. And to preserve that people should be able to act according to the dictates of their own conscience. When we talk about life, liberty, and property, liberty really relates to the ability to think and feel and believe as you wish. And so how do we preserve that for all when they conflict is the real question. And that's the modern dilemma that we face. What do you think, Kurt? Do you think they'll try to infiltrate these organizations now will be kind of the next step?
Well, we see this all the time that, you know, for example, let's say it's education or whatever it is, the people that believe differently than the whole homosexual world, etc., want to have their own thing, then they, they might move over and say, okay, well, you guys are over there, so we're going to be over here. And, you know, it's just interesting to see while the tolerant crowd or the homosexuals, et cetera, who want us to tolerate them will, you know, they don't really leave us alone. They simply continue to push the issue and make it so that what their idea of tolerance really means is acceptance and embracing of their, well, distorted views.
And the sad part is what it does, not only is acceptance or embracing of their views, but then what they want to do once they get the upper hand is they want to turn the tables and not be very tolerant or accepting or even accommodating in any way of our viewpoint. That's the problem that I have with the whole discussion. I never want to persecute anyone. I never want to be mean or evil or anything to anyone. I want to treat all people as sons and daughters of God and be kind to everyone. What I don't want those to eventually, once they get the upper hand, my viewpoints are railroaded out of town and I don't have anything at the table. I don't even get the table scraps anymore. That's kind of my problem, is that it's not that they really want fairness. It's that they want exclusivity, really. And so that's why I say that what's going to happen is eventually now they're going to try to infiltrate the church groups that want to adhere to their own beliefs and have their own internal policies as chartering or charter organizations, etc. You watch, they'll infiltrate and then they'll sue. And it'll be very difficult to deal with, but I still commend those who are making an effort. I commend those who have drafted in the new policy the ability for church-run units to pick leaders who agree with their moral precepts. That's great news. I think that's wonderful. So time will tell. We'll keep an eye on the ball. I wish there were other statements from other church organizations, Kurt, out there, but I couldn't find any. So I don't know if the Baptists are speaking out about this, or, you know, the Methodists or the Presbyterians or the Catholics or but whoever. I'd love to hear other statements from other groups as well as chartering organizations and members and such like that. But I didn't see any statements. The reason that I bring it up is, folks, we don't always just try to take the Mormon view of everything. However, we are members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, so we keep a close eye on this stuff. But I'm willing to read the statements and or understand the reactions of all kinds of organizations and groups as well. I'd love to hear what the Catholics have to say. They've been one of our strongest partners to defend traditional marriage and such for a long time. And so I'd love to hear the statements from other religious organizations. I would also love to hear the statements from the gay and lesbian organizations a little bit to say, are they happy with this? Do they believe this is fair? Because it's interesting, they want to push real hard when they believe it's unfair. But if we're going to be fair, they're going to give credit where credit's due and say, you know what, that's enough. We can coexist. Or will they never be satisfied? And that's what we'll keep an eye on the ball watching as well. Any other thoughts on this, Kurt, before we move along?
Not that I can think of at this time.
All right, Kurt, do you enjoy the luxury of ordering groceries online? Kurt, do you do that?
No.
All right. Well, you need to start doing that, buddy, but they got a new plan just for you. I'll tell you about it coming up. See, the problem with ordering online is it doesn't work too well for things like ice cream, stuff like that. And so there's a new plan Amazon's got going on. I'll tell you all about it. They're not really admitting to it. They're kind of mums the word on it, but the word leaked out. We'll tell you all about it. Sam and Kurt, News the Networks Refuse to Use. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use talk station.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind. He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Sam and Kurt, News the Networks Refuse to Use, always on your radio. So we're talking about this interesting idea. Here's the deal. How about trying to schedule grocery pickups instead of wandering aisles? Think of it as Amazon Fresh, if you will. Right? I guess the goal would be to save shipping costs, adapt to your schedule. And, of course, Amazon's not commenting on the project at all, but the idea is Amazon wants to be your drive-up window solution. So instead of ordering, like, groceries online and then just waiting for them to be delivered via the, you know, mail services or whatever, your ice cream would be melted. It wouldn't work, right? What about this idea that you would order online, you'd drive by this Amazon grocery store, and, hey, you wouldn't even go inside. You just pull up, they'd load up your groceries, and you'd take off. That's what they're working on. Amazon not wanting to talk about it. Kurt, would you be in? Are you for that? Order online. Roll your vehicle to the grocery store there at Amazon. And hey, they just load your car right up with your order, buddy. You wouldn't even need to go in. You don't need to wander aisles. You don't need to be confused. For them, it'd be quick. They wouldn't have to ship that way. But you'd get your, you could even buy ice cream via Amazon that way, Kurt. And that's what they're striving for. What do you think of the idea? Would you do it?
You know, the one thing that is, in my opinion, positive part of this is you should have continued increased competition. And when you have competition, you typically have a better, pricing structure, service, et cetera. Now, most of the Walmarts, I think, are pretty much in a position to do something like this already, simply because they've got the brick and mortar or whatever. And if you somehow had a drive-up window that, you know, you could say, hey, man, I already placed my order online.
Well, it'd be more like they used to do with the old A&Ws, Kurt, where they'd, like, roller skate out to you, buddy.
Yeah.
It'd be more like that than a drive-up window, per se.
Yeah.
You know, or you might drive up to a loading dock. But I get that Walmart's poised to do it. I think several grocery stores could be poised to do it as well. Amazon's looking at it. They're trying to find out how to deal with the headaches of shipping, how to get products that really need refrigeration and other things, in other words, timely stuff to your door. How do you do all that? And this might be the best mix way to do it. It saves you all the time that it would take to wander through the grocery store yourself. And it also saves you the time because you'd order it and it would be basically pre-ready for you when you got there based on scheduled pickup, etc. Would you do it, Kurt? Are you in for this?
Well, I don't really see any, if it was done like we just talked about, I don't see any real reason not to. I mean, as long as you could, get your pricing the way you wanted it.
Well, you see it all online, you know, Kurt, just like you do now.
Yeah. So then, at least to me, that.
I personally think it's pretty cool. Now, the negative is, Kurt, that, you know, when you walk into the store and you push your cart around, you see someone you know, and chat with people, that would be gone, kind of. Interaction with people would be less. Yeah. And the other negative is that, you know, they wouldn't really be able to roll out samples and tempt you with something different because you wouldn't be there.
Uh-huh.
But overall, they say it would save time and be quite efficient. And, you know, the stores could be more warehousey, like look and feel. In other words, they wouldn't have to make it nice inside for people to deal with because it would just be their robots and or people roaming around to get a lot of this done. And by the way, that's the next step, is robots to do a lot of this. And, you know, it would already be prepaid, Kurt, because you'd pay online. And then you just go pick up the products, they just load you up, and you'd be good to go. And I think it sounds like a neat concept. I'd like to try it. I'd like to learn about it. But I'll tell you what I find fascinating about this is somehow I got on a discussion with my wife, Kurt, about the future of what society is going to be like, look like, etc. And I just kind of rolled out a big old rambling from my thoughts. And I did this, believe
you
it or not.
You rolled out a big old rambling?
Well, kind of, yeah. You know how, you know. Oh. My wife was gracious to listen. Anyway, and what happened, though, is that I laid out this whole thing. Not less than 12 hours later, I had this article in hand about Amazon. Well, Amazon wants to build drive-up grocery stores, and I told my wife all about it, and she just went, wow, you know. But so I didn't even have this article in hand when I kind of laid it out, but I kind of mentioned eventually you're going to be having all your groceries delivered to you if they can find a good way to get that done through drones or whatever other modern twist they can find, or you're going to go pick up your groceries, but you will be able to buy everything online. Stores will become more and more like warehouses, teeming with robots to make things happen for you, and there'll be less and less and less public interaction. In other words, you won't deal with massive crowds of people because, look, you might get shot by some whacked-out thug, right? And so you don't want to go where there's a lot of people, and the more secure you can live your life, the more autonomous you can live your life, the more isolated you can live your life, the better. Now, this isn't something that I necessarily agree with. I'm just talking about the way society's going to look at things and the way it'll be, okay? And so this idea that, you know, your isolated life is the better life, you associate with who you want to, but just not with the massive crowds that, you know, could bring danger to you. You'll have more and more and more exclusive living, isolated living. Less and less interaction with the public. More things will become digital. More things will become to where you won't even need to leave your home for almost everything. And you'll see more and more of this in society as time goes on. People will use computers in a way more and more and more. But the computers will be smarter, so your knowledge about how to interact with computers will be less and less and less. So when computers first came out, you had to be really knowledgeable even to get one to say hi to you on the screen. They used to say, hello, world, you know. But your knowledge of computers will decrease while the power capability of computers will increase. And so our society is going to change quite a bit. It's going to be the era of selfishness, Kurt, in the sense that, you know what, you can get anything you want, do anything you want, quote, be anything you want, and you can demand it. Instead of being grateful for your situation, you'll just feel like you're entitled. That sense of entitlement will increase. That sense of playing God will increase. That sense of self-gratification will increase. I just read a story about virtual stimulation. I don't even want to get into the details of where that could go, but I'm just telling you, they say they can remotely stimulate the brain for certain things. Well, the gaming industry taking that to virtual sex. And so we're going to be in the era, Kurt, of very selfish, very isolated people who only have connections. I mean, look, you wouldn't want to get with somebody physically because they might shoot you and kill you, Kurt. But you would want to virtually be involved with them sexually because you'll be so lonely. Now, I'm not saying at all that this is the way it ought to be, but the attack on the family, the attack on God, the attack on country will accelerate. And you will create more and more and more lonely people who miss out on real relationships. And so that's the where I see society going in general. And then, hey, less than 12 hours later, after briefing my wife on a lot of this, Amazon wants to build drive-up grocery store. So there you go, Kurt.
If I were to, see a silver lining in this dark cloud, in my opinion, is what I see as I participate in these farmers market kind of things. And these
Those are going away, my friend.
And, well, I believe what you've got, you know, is in the big cities, I believe you're going to see more and more of what you just mentioned. You know, with the, you go online, you get your, you get your stuff, somebody delivers it or you pick it up. But, you know, that's just big city living. Coming your way, drones, robots, et cetera. I mean, it's not that much different than the big city now because many of the people seem like robots. But, then you got the country kind of living where, you've got small towns that, really many of them have, access to the net, of course, and, all that kind of stuff. But the people don't really, they choose to not live the high life. They're not looking for getting on the subway, that kind of thing. They just, have kind of left that kind of way of living. And many of them, what they do is they make connections to, like, for example, us, we've got a neighbor that has some chickens. And, I get a little honey and maybe sometimes even some ground beef right from the source, if you will, the places that produce it. And we end up kind of trading our neighbor for some, good fresh.
Yeah, and I hope that continues, Kurt. I have a feeling they're going to try and move more and more of us into high-rise buildings. People who live out in the country will be pushed to move to the city. The ability to trade and have the farmers' markets will start to be heavily restricted. I pray that doesn't happen, but I see the writing on the wall. Anyway, there you have it. And in fact, even Bobby Jindal is now kind of off the map. We'll tell you about that coming up as well. A lot of people thought he would be a great presidential candidate, huh? Not so fast. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Bobby Jindal, Kurt. He's the governor of where now, Kurt? What's it? Bobby Jindal?
Louisiana.
Oh, yeah, Louisiana. Yeah. All right, Bobby Jindal, anyway. Sad tale to tell. He got an A on the National Rifle Association scorecard, Kurt. But now, you know, they had a guy go berserk in Louisiana down there in the theater and shoot some people and stuff like that, kind of like the Colorado shooting, Kurt.
Yeah.
And since then, now everybody's kind of freaking out and not knowing what to do, and they don't use the supreme law of land as their guide. They just kind of melt down and go off onto paranoid land. But Bobby Jindal now calls for states to follow Louisiana's example in toughening gun laws, Kurt.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, those who thought Bobby Jindal would make a great presidential candidate, I guess he is running, right, Kurt? In my opinion, not so much. See, the problem with Ben Carson and Bobby Jindal is they don't believe in the right to keep and bear arms, really, Kurt. I mean, they kind of believe in it, but not really. And that's kind of the difficulty, is how do you have this slippery slope? What do you mean tougher gun laws? Gun laws that violate the Second Amendment, Bobby? You obviously don't get it, do you, my friend? And so whether we're talking about Bobby Jindal, is he even constitutionally qualified to serve, Kurt, to be president? You know, you got Marco Rubio, and you got, you know, all these people, Rand Paul, and all these people having their own views on gun rights. And what tried to happen is a lot of these Republicans tried to kind of not really talk about gun rights, but now they're being forced to. Bobby Jindal and Ben Carson and others have made very scary statements with regards to the erosion of your Second Amendment rights. Time will tell where all that goes, but the Republican candidates are being forced to discuss this, Kurt. And Bobby Jindal sold us out over the weekend, if you ask me. Your thoughts?
I would have to say, since I haven't really, you know, either seen the whole interview or whatever, I have to really say, you know, I'd be surprised, but here's what happens so many times in these crisis situations, and that's what this is. When you have, you know, if you have some shooting or something going on, then most of the time the liberals or the guys that are the enemies of freedom want to promote, well, you know, they call them, what is it, you know, basically what I'd call them is just basically impinging efforts against the freedoms that, frankly, these illegals or these criminals weren't following the laws that are already in place. Almost every time I've ever seen that they were following the laws, and yet the law keepers, the ones who were getting shot, you know, they, you know, all they're doing is getting disarmed more by the you know, experts that think that, hey, if they make one more law, then everything will be just fine. So,
yeah, you're right about that, Kurt. In fact, you know, the big statement about some of these shooters and stuff as of late they're mental. They got mental problems. We agree it's an issue. But the current laws on the books were designed to, quote, stop those people from getting guns in the first place, and it didn't work. So that's kind of why I say, you know, I don't want mental people going crazy with guns, Kurt. I don't want that. But I also know in America we've literally had the right to keep and bear arms for a couple of hundred years. And it seems like the more they restrict gun rights, the greater, well, the people who obey the law have no rights. And that's the problem that we face. And so, Bobby Jindal, my response to you, sir, go read your supreme law of the land. I appreciate your knee-jerk reaction. I know you want to try to sound common sense. I know you want to sound like you're, like you've got a heart, like you care, like you're concerned. But don't sell my rights down the river when you do it, okay? Look, the fact is there are already laws on the books that didn't stop this thug. So laws aren't the answer. Teaching morality is the answer. And then the answer is to obey the principles that made America the safest, freest country in the history of the world, which is you have a right to self-defense. It's a God-given right, codified in the Second Amendment. All right, Dateline Murdoch to Fox News, Kurt. Don't help Trump.
Now, you know, you've taught people for a long time, Sam, that he who owns the media makes the rules, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
And, you know, I would have to look hard to find a more right out there.
In your face example?
Yeah.
No
that's
doubt.
Right, good point. Than this. And yet what you've got is Mr. Murdoch, you know, he's a big shot owner, you know, as
Rupert.
Far as I know. Yeah, Rupert owner, News Corp, chairman of what they call News Corp. He asked the Fox News chairman, the CEO there, Roger Ailes, to stop giving Donald Trump's presidential campaign so much coverage. Now, but Ailes has defied him. That's according to Gabriel Sherman, that wrote in the New York Magazine's Daily Intelligencer blog. Now, what you see here, ladies and gentlemen, is it's just how it works. If the media boys, the big boys, and these are a couple of big ones, choose, like, in my opinion, Sam, if all of a sudden they chose to make you, the world's most famous talk show host, these guys could... they could do it, in days, if you ask me, or maybe even less, if they chose. And so lately, Mr. Murdoch, he says, he tweeted that Trump is wrong, saying that most illegal immigrants are criminals.
And I want to stop you there for a minute. And that's a lie, though, Kurt. That's not true. He didn't say most.
Oh, I don't know what he said, but, you know, the main point here is Mr. Rupert Murdoch and Ailes, at least in my opinion, the story behind this story is that these people are the kingmakers. They could make a guy like Bobby Jindal your next president. They could, on the other hand, make a guy like Trump or whatever else, they can make him look really bad if they want to. But they've been giving him some pretty good coverage, and the one news boy, Mr. Murdoch, he's kind of ticked off about it. And the cool thing, at least to me, since there's a little bit of competition in there, that Mr. Ailes, they said, hey, I'm not going to back off the Trump coverage, and he almost wants to go forward even more simply because, he doesn't want to get told what to do by the other big shot.
Yeah, that's possible. Now, my take might be a little more conspiratorial in nature, but my take is that both of them love Trump because he's already agreed to play the spoiler, play the mix-it-up guy, play the outsider, jump on issues with very extreme belligerent statements to make those issues untouchable by the legitimate candidates and to stake out positions that are legitimate, that are logical, but yet do it in such a way to give them lightning rod status so that nobody else can go there. And so I personally believe that, hey, there's a very good likelihood that Murdoch and Ailes are both behind Trump and fine with him. However, if they split on this thing, then you feel like, man, Fox is the conservative news group, man. Roger getting it done, telling the liberals to take a hike. And, man, good, look at, and now that you just play off one good cop, one bad cop, the spoiler in the middle, and they're all planning to sell us down the river by making legitimate, logical issues so polarizing, so extreme, so belligerent, that nobody could touch the lightning rod issues. Now, that's my so far take, Kurt, because, look, you got Donald Trump, one of the richest guys forever. Always talking about the right issues, but never pushing hard enough with his finances or his wherewithal to really see any issue through. And then you got Roger and you got Murdoch, and, you know, they play the left, quote, right wing, as Pat Buchanan would say, bird of prey, same bird of prey, going on here. And so I could be wrong, but I'm not comfortable with any of the three positions. But it sure makes for good political theater in the media, right? Hey, guys,
well, that's right.
Fox is under attack. Yeah, you better fund Fox, Kurt, because those poor guys,
listening, you know.
You got the big CNN, big guys, they're attacking Fox, buddy. In fact, why don't we create a GoFundMe for Fox, Kurt? And look at this stuff, folks. All right, GOP's nightmare, running an independent Donald Trump, Kurt. They say Republicans are dreaming of shooing away. Donald Trump may want to think twice about that. What do you think of this?
Well, you know, I mean, if you're just somebody who looks at the whole insider picture here and just, you know, believes everything that you get told, then, you know, it's pretty interesting to watch because it's certainly, you know, at least by the numbers, you know, the Democrats would love to see that. If you're just one of those, you know, Democrat slash Republican kind of people. But I look at it and think, hey, man, wouldn't it be nice if we just eliminated the whole party thing and we actually had people vote based on, their principles, not their own principles, not some, you know, written list that really most of them end up never even following.
All right, well, there you have it. No question. We got a whole lot more news and networks reviews to use coming up. Hour one of the can, two on the way. Hopefully you're doing fantastic. You want to turn your phone into a radio, it's simple and free. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. We're live and on demand on the Roku player. Look in the special interest section for the Liberty News Radio channel. Live and on demand radio at your fingertips, free on the Roku. Also, LibertyRoundtable.com for live and on-demand Liberty Roundtable Radio. Click on Help Us Grow to donate and get involved today. LibertyNewsRadio.com for some of the best 24/7 talk show hosts in the business available now. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can save America, ladies and gentlemen. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.